Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Nchangase.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. Man, the day is almost finished, eh?
Yeah, it is, man. It has been hectic for me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, it's been busy. It's been busy. And busy is good. Busy is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it means that there's stuff that is happening. Now,
That's right.
Yeah, we want to continue talking about this subject, integrating faith into one's career. And those who missed yesterday and only joining us today, well, you missed out, but you can still gain something. We're still going to Friday. And, you know, we've all felt it, that heavy Sunday night blues where the week is already underway, Monday is coming up, and feels more like a prison sentence than a calling. When the pressure to perform turns into a grind for a paycheck, it's easy to lose sight of our higher purpose. And today, I want to talk about how to stay spiritually healthy in high-stress environments. How does one keep, you know, their soul intact when your inbox is overflowing and your energy is hitting bottom zeros? Now, Pastor, how do we distinguish, Mfundisi, between work, yeah, work as an idol versus work as a calling?
Thank you. Good afternoon to the listeners. Let's identify work as a blessing and a good thing first and foremost, because even before the fall, Genesis 2:15, the Bible says God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. There was a sweatless job that they were doing. There was no sweat yet there. So work as a job or a work is a blessing. That's one. However, there are those of us who unfortunately become workaholic to the point of not giving themselves a time for another thing. They just focus on work and work to the neglect of other responsibilities such as family responsibility and other things. In that case, then work may become an idol. We need to understand that according to the biblical view of an idol, anything we elevate to the level of God or above God is an idol, including the work. The work. So what is the position of the Bible is balance. We must balance everything. Remember in Genesis 2, verse 2, God worked himself and then he rested on the Sabbath. So there must be some rest as well as we work, so that we cannot overwork and not worship the work, but the God who gave us the work. And also, to be lazy is another thing which we can just highlight in passing. It is not good. I think Paul in 2 Timothy 3, verse 13, he says, if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. So I like that one, because we must work for us to have some food on the table. We must work for it. Zama, in brief, we just need to strike a balance, you know, between work and rest, and also between work and being responsible for other things like family and yourself, your body. You know, we must not burn out.
Yeah, true.
That is now. Yes.
100%.
If you burn out, then that means you're not balancing up and you're making work an idol. That's my take.
I actually agree with you 100% on that. Now, how can we maintain spiritual health and communion with God during a high-pressure, over 40-hour work week?
All right. I alluded to the Sabbath rest. In fact, I rushed. I was supposed to bring it in here. This 40-hour work a day is normal in the secular world, but again, balance comes through. And then I'm happy to say most of the jobs we're doing do give people some day off, whereby you can go and recoup, you know, and not be at work. So that is the way to start the balance there. But according to God, God has given us an anti-stress program on the Sabbath day, whereby having worked for all those hours, then Friday is half day in most jobs. I'm not saying in all jobs, in most jobs Friday is half day. Take that half day, prepare for the Sabbath and rest. When you're not working on another day, then you can also work. But in a nutshell, I want to say let us be organized as workers. If you're organized, that means you prioritize your things, and also starting from that which is more important, coming to those that are less important, you give yourself a breather while you're working.
Yeah,
you must make sure that you do get that one, so that you can have time to commune with God. Now, I think the clue here is that you must have a special healthy and commune with God. That is where now the Sabbath comes through. But we know that we worship God every day, but we keep the Sabbath holy.
Mm.
I wish my listeners could mark that one and underline
yes,
that.
Yes,
we're not only worshiping God on Sabbath.
Yeah, yeah.
7 days we worship God, but we keep the Sabbath holy. It is a special worship time. However, we've been worshiping Him during the week.
Yeah.
People understand what. So in a nutshell, work as a blessing, work wisely, you know, have a timing in your work, you know, so that you can have time also to tap into divine power. Because if you overwork and forget about God, are you a human being? Because I believe that a human being has a space for worship, naturally. By the grace of God, of course.
Yes, by the grace of God, definitely.
Yes, definitely. Yes. So, in a nutshell, that could be my response, my brother, in this question.
Now, for some, you know, who feel stuck in a day job, you know, in a job they really don't like. How can they find God's assignment in that difficult, uncomfortable space?
This is a beautiful one. Of course, it depends. Some people are bored because, of course, they dislike the work, or they've been doing it for a long time. They just need a change. If there's a possibility for a change, pray for it. Ask God to guide you so that you may be promoted, so that you may overcome the boredom and change the kind of work you are doing. But say, let's admit that you are stuck. That's the key word there. In other words, you have tried to leave this work or to change, but you are stuck. And now, how do you find the God's assignment in that kind of work? I think I would say a few things. One, you must be creative and innovative, so that you find a God's assignment in that very tiresome job that you are doing. Maybe accepting that which you cannot change, which is a psychological factor, will help you to say, by the way, I'm stuck, so let me just create a space of enjoying it, even though I might dislike it, but this is the only job I have.
Yeah.
You know, so let me enjoy and enjoy if it's possible, and be patient as well, so that I may find God's assignment in that one. Now, when it refers to God's assignment, then it comes to a point whereby you reflect that you are a person who knows God, without saying it to other people, but by the way you conduct yourself, there's a reflection of godliness in you. In that sense, you have found God's assignment in that, because politely and silently, we are sharing Him. People are observing, and they see that this guy has a different spirit, like Daniel was observed by his enemies and other people. Then, so in a nutshell, be creative, be innovative in this case, and find joy even though they are stuck there. Just be creative and be innovative about it, to the point of enjoying it, even though we are stuck in this job or a kind of job when we cannot find another one. Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, the role of the Sabbath.
Yes.
What role does it play, if at all, in sustaining a career that honors God?
I think it is Dr. Wemba in his book, Happening Man or Man Happening, something like that. He says that this is the law of wealth. The Sabbath, meaning you have worked for 6 days. When the Sabbath comes, you rest, because you have already you know, collected your money or made your living there. However, to be precise here, the role of the Sabbath is that it reminds us of the God who created us. That's the Sabbath. It is a foretaste of heaven. It gives us a pause. When we rest on the Sabbath, it's not a rest because we are lazy. We pause for the Sabbath and continue after the Sabbath doing the work that we love. In this case, we are not stuck. So we can see that the Sabbath gives us that space also to have a family time and also to be free from work, at least for the Sabbath day. The other days we are committed to do work, but when the Sabbath comes, you know that I am so free. Now, not all workers are given this Sabbath off. Pray to God that they may understand that also due to religious liberty, freedom of conscience, let them understand that for now in this country, before persecution, everybody has a right to conscience. So let the Sabbath day be provided as a day of rest according to the commandment. So in a nutshell, the role of the Sabbath is to give us that space to rest a bit and then come back refreshed and go on with the work again in the following week.
Mm, beautiful. I like that. Now, how can listeners use their income, you know, or profit, those who are running businesses, the fruit of their labor, as it were, as a tool for kingdom impact?
Thank you. I think point number one is to support ministry through tithe and offerings.
Mm-hmm.
The stewardship principle suggests that it should be God first. We should put God first. And I want to encourage us also as workers to be generous in giving after the tithe. The tithe is prescribed, but offerings, let us be generous, because ministry is not only for the ministers, but there is work which we need to do, buying literature and stuff. Let's be generous, because at least we have a salary that we're getting. Now, in our budget, let us include God and prioritize Him, by the way, because some of us are too much sinking into debt, such that there is no money for God. Our business is just for us.
Mm.
It is hand to mouth. Let us make sure that we live within our means, so that we can be able to sponsor. I'm using this term, as secular as it is, to sponsor the ministry and also to sponsor the work of God through our income, because these are the fruits of our labor. In so doing, we thank God for what He has done.
Yep.
Let us do some community services as well. Let's look at the people who are needy and poor and see if we can support them. You know, I have too many shirts. Someone doesn't have. I take one of my shirts and I share. That is a ministry which I'm doing there, and it elevates that particular individual. You know, it makes him feel important in that doing. Then I'm using my income, fruit of my labor, as a tool to impact kingdom. Because when people see us that we are caring, they see behind us, they see God who cares.
Mm. Indeed, they see a God who definitely, yes, cares. Now, what advice, as the last question, what advice do you have for someone who feels they're wasting their life away in non-ministry roles?
Yeah, non-ministry role is important. Not all of us can be ministers. So that is one box we can tick. And also, I would love to say lifting up God in non-ministry in a secular environment is transformative to the colleagues and to the people around us. And also, as we treat people at this particular work nicely, we are showing that even though we are doing this kind of work, but we're not wasting time. Let me say that in the world, they say time is money, but I would love to shift a bit and say time is life. If you can share your time with someone, we have already shared with that person a portion of your life. So in this case, then, we are not wasting any life when we are working, even not for God, even for our own families. There's no time wasting, because by working, we earn a living, we educate our children, we establish ourselves, we have homes, we have cars. What time are we wasting there? We're not wasting time, because at the end of the day, you become a better person because you are not jobless. Like, people are jobless, they can't help it. They are looking for a job, but they don't find a job. So my advice to such a person is to say that there's no time wasting. As long as you are working, work diligently, glorify God, lift him up there. In that sense, you're not wasting time at all. Instead, you're adding meaning to what you're doing, because time is not money, but time is life.
Time is life. Wow. I like that, approach, because we normally say time is money, but time is life? Now that hits differently. Pastor, your last words, what do you want to leave or emphasize with the listeners before I let you go?
All right. Thanks a lot, Zama. One thing I could say is that integrating faith and work is very critical. I know that some would love to focus much on faith and forget about work. That is a loss of a balance. And some would love to focus much on work and forget about faith. Let's integrate it. While we are followers of God, let's go and work. While we are working, let's follow God. Let's start the balance. That's my take. Especially if we are Christians, that's my last word.
Yes. I wonder why many people are actually struggling to strike that balance. But hey, Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through. It's truly, truly been a very insightful conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.